and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Verbal blasting back and forth between President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom among several Democrats angry at the president, sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. The president.
I think it would have been a very bad situation. It was heading in the wrong direction. It's now heading in the right direction.
Referencing talk by some officials of arresting Gavin Newsom for trying to obstruct law enforcement, the California governor.
Just get it over with. Arrest me. Move on.
Governor on the Midas Touch podcast. The L.A. protests spreading, demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Few details so far of several people killed at a school in the Austrian city of Graz today, says the Interior Ministry. Several dead and injured, but they say that the gunman is dead. Firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Last night, the Green Bay Area Public School District Board of Education selected seven finalists who will interview to fill the seat left vacant when Cooley resigned. The seven are Rick Crossan, Aaron Lee, Samantha Meister, Brant Pearson, Alyssa Prophet, Miranda Schnornack, and Matthew Siegert. A couple of things to note. Katie Gentry and Elliot Christensen, who both ran for the school board in the April election, applied but were not chosen as finalists. Gentry actually came in fourth in that election with more votes than Rick Crossan, a former school board member who ran but was not reelected. The board will interview the finalists and select a new member at its June 16th meeting. The body of a man pulled from the water near Door County Maritime Museum on Thursday of last week has been identified as 23-year-old Alexander Hill of Sturgeon Bay. Sturgeon Bay police say preliminary findings from the autopsy do not indicate foul play. They have video footage showing Hill entering the water at about 11:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Anyone who may have information on the case is asked to call the Sturgeon Bay Police Department. You should still get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite the guidance changes from the CDC. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their health care providers on getting the updated vaccine. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers move on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers minicamp is underway. After releasing Jaire Alexander, that leaves them with Keyshawn Nixon and Carrington Valentine at defensive back. Team president Mark Murphy asked how he feels about that.
I feel pretty good. I think Keyshawn Nixon, a great story. He's undrafted. He's an all-pro returner. And the reality is, for like the last 4 years, Jaire, it's about half of the games he's been able to play. So we've been used to it.
Baseball. The Brewers play the Braves again tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing last night 7-1. Basketball. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Indianapolis. The Thunder beating the Pacers Sunday to tie the series at one game apiece. Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton asked about game 2 being more physical with fewer fouls called.
The officials to, let us play a little bit more, so just got to do a better job. How to be better earlier in games.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire. Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Tuesday to you on a cold and dreary June day.
Come on. It's going to get nicer, though.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, mid-70s.
Yep. So, good morning this morning to go out and go jogging or something while it's still a little bit cool. No, I'm surprised, though, and Todd, you're not the only one. Other people I see complaining about allergies. I'm surprised with it being not real warm and not real
I don't know, man.
But your eyes look, I'm serious, man.
I think what happens, though, that stuff like bloomed like on Saturday. It was so nice.
Yeah.
And then that pollen or whatever that sticks around. Because, even this morning for me, I was like, oh, darn, I thought I was out of these things. But, yeah, something.
You spoke too soon yesterday.
I did. I did. So, I don't know.
I mean, no disrespect, Todd, but your eyes are just slits.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, you're just slits. You look good. Yeah.
You know what you look like? I can be honest with you. You look like you're stoned. You really do.
That's right.
You got that look to you.
Speaking of stone.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Rest in peace, my friend.
Yep.
One of the all-time great songs. Sly and the Family Stone.
Sometimes I'm right.
Sly and the Family. Only 82. I would have thought he would be older, to be honest with you.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm going back to my high school days, like 73, this song was out. So, I mean, you're talking 50s, something. So he was really pretty. Well, he would have been 30, I guess. Yeah.
I thought, okay. I was like, well, 82. Okay, yeah, maybe you're right.
You know what I think when I hear this? I love that song. It's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's at a football camp at NMU when I was in high school. And my high school coach and everybody. And the next morning, we're in like the little commons area. And we're playing that song really loud for breakfast. And my coach walks in, and he was, I could tell they had a few pops before. He goes, Mino. And I'm thinking, oh, Cody. Yeah, coach. He goes, turn that crap off. And that was the exact song. It's like, okay, coach. So anyway, by the way, I'm on a new diet that's amazing.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. Right, you were going to bring some sort of like juicy stuff.
I'm off that one for now.
Yeah. Because you gained weight on it or what?
I owe you guys that. Wait, when we started 2 years ago. You know what? I was at work yesterday, and I will do that. Well, you're not here.
I want to say you had a little book, like a notebook.
It was in his calendar.
I know where it is.
It was in his calendar.
But, but at the beginning of the year, I take my old calendar out and I file it. I still have it just in case, you know, I want to go back to something years ago. But I have it. I told you I was going to do that yesterday. I was at work, and anyway, forgot. I will bring that. You're not here tomorrow.
Let's do it Friday.
Friday
morning.
Friday, we'll do the weight.
We'll unveil it.
And weigh yourself Friday morning before you come here.
All right. I do it every time anyway.
Yeah, me too. I weighed myself this morning.
Yep. So anyway, I'm 214.
I can tell you about a new place.
214. 214.
That's not bad.
Not horrible. I was hoping to be like 210.
Well, you've got a couple of days here. If you really watch yourself the next couple of days.
So my new diet. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you about the miracle diet?
Yeah.
Okay. One word. Scallops.
John, that is not it.
I bought scallops yesterday for the first time. I was at a festival. I'd never even seen scallops before. It's like, I'm going to try these. $9.
Yeah.
$9. So.
Okay, then what'd you cook them? You had to cook them?
Mushrooms.
And butter?
No butter. I use olive oil.
All right.
Yeah.
Loaded with protein. Like 18 grams of protein, which is what your body thrives on. Loaded with protein. Zero calories. Zero fat.
Zero calories?
Zero calories.
How is that possible?
You cook them out. When you heat them up good enough, the calories leave.
You don't heat them up too much and they become rubber.
Sorry. So let me ask you this. How are you cooking it? Because I know you don't use a stove.
No, I don't use an oven. I don't know how to use an oven.
Okay.
I cook them in a frying pan with olive oil and mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's unbelievable. That's all I'm going to eat for a week is scallops. You watch.
Okay. Two things. It's going to cost you a fortune. And you should bake them.
I don't know how to use an oven.
Frying them, getting some. Whoever told you frying them in olive oil, you're not getting it.
I came up with that on my own.
Yeah, I think you got to look into that one a little bit more. That's an awesome diet, John.
It's awesome.
It's
phenomenal.
Don't know that you're going to sustain that.
Yeah. Heavy in something.
It does.
I'm a little worried about that.
You don't dip them in butter? What? How do they?
Olive oil is all you need.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
It'd be like cheeseburger without cheese or something.
Well, when I'm down 10 pounds in about 3 days.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. I eat Fridays a day.
Yeah.
We're weighing in.
I'm making sure I don't eat hardly anything today, though. Because I got that. You know, I can't. You know what I got to do? You know what I got to do?
You got to
get naked.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the body scan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They asked me, so would you prefer a man or a woman? I said, I didn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I was thinking about you this
Michael
morning.
Michael says, good morning. Great to see you guys yesterday.
That was fun.
Great to see you, Michael. Yeah, you're always fun. Todd says, good morning from De Pere. Hey, Todd.
I was thinking about you and just how uncomfortable that's going to be for you.
I know.
I'm thinking that, too.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of years since I've been naked in front of somebody.
And you're going to have a female put on those big old glasses and scan your body for, 10, 15 minutes?
Wow. Is that how long it takes? I don't know.
Well, it depends. I'm telling you,
they
John.
They look at everything, right?
They have to, because if they find it now, you're going to save yourself a fortune in. Wow. I'm surprised you said you didn't care. What would you do? Would you care?
So I'd say I'm a guy.
I would, too.
I would say I'm a guy.
You say a guy?
Yeah. I would.
Maybe it will be. I just said no preference.
Yeah, that surprised me that you said that. That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right.
It's one thing for them to look at your back or your stomach or something like that. But they're going to look everywhere.
Oh, okay, can I be honest with you? I'll tell you something.
They're going to move stuff around.
In between your toes.
Right. And then you got to
pull things apart.
Hey, I don't need to know. You know what? I don't need to know the details
on
this.
Breathe in through your nose so you don't.
I'll tell you an uncomfortable moment I had one time with female. Okay? Well, not a female. Well. Yeah, nuns are female. But anyway.
Jeez.
So when I had to have an operation at Desert Samaritan Hospital in Phoenix, okay, because of my injury from football with the yada, 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 okay, and they had to operate on the yada, yada, okay?
Yeah.
And the nurses were all nuns. So nuns were doing my...
Really?
See, that wouldn't bother me so much because they're not supposed to
They're
not supposed to do any of
that.
Oh, I'm not saying they judge. I heard them whispering to each other at times.
Giggling a little bit?
Giggling and whispering.
Nothing worse than a nun giggle.
Right.
Then I heard, wow.
Yeah, right.
I did. I swear to God. One of them said that.
That poor
Hello,
guy.
Hello, Sister Margaret. How are you?
I'm good now.
Swear to God. That's what she said.
Okay. 6:13.
Just saying. Then she walks up. She goes, swear to God. Mike says, Johnny, I'm headed to the golf course at Hilly Haven. I need a wind and weather forecast from Todd.
Mostly cloudy today, mid-70s.
Good day to golf.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
About any wind?
Let me see here. Winds are low, about 3 miles an hour.
That's nothing. Yeah.
Good. Isn't that funny? Like I was telling you guys right before we went on, I bought some Tylenol PM, okay? Because that Ambien turns me whack. That's...
You're taking Ambien?
No, you gave me. No, somebody gave me. You didn't give me. Somebody gave me some. You and I have never traded prescriptions.
I'm out of it.
Ever.
But I dreamt I was golfing. I went golfing. Guys, and I'm like, I haven't golfed in 20 years. And I'm thinking, how do you hit a golf ball again? Isn't it, you have just weird dreams when you take sleeping things, don't you?
Yeah, I totally. Oh, yeah. Big time. That's one of the reasons not to take it. But yeah, they really dreams of stuff that some of it's in your head, though, right? I mean, some of it happened throughout the last couple of days. It's your subconscious. Yeah. Really, they dig deep on that. Yeah. Well, no, I'd rather not.
Right. I told you that other dream I had that was I dreamt I was with a mafia guy and we made a whack a guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been watching old Sopranos episodes, I guess.
Yeah.
But the gun he gave me was one of those rubber band guns that you used to shoot flies with. I mean, just weird. It just makes your mind so weird when you take those nighttime drugs.
And why are you taking that?
Just to sleep better.
Oh, okay.
You know, just to get through a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Yeah.
But that's anyway. Right. Yeah. So how are you doing?
With my...
Well, you came in a little bit of steam coming out of your ears.
Oh, yeah. Just, it's... I think I got to move controversial meetings to earlier in the day. Because when they happen at night, I don't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm mad. I get up, watch a little TV. Then you don't want to eat, but you do anyway. And so, yeah, today's a new day, John.
All right. Brad says, John and her scallops cause gas. Be careful before your appointment.
All right.
Pan-seared scallops, says Michael, 137 calories. That's great. That's,
okay.
How many are you having, though? Just
that
one?
Pan-seared.
Two?
And
well, they're small. You know, they're like this big, size of a quarter, maybe. So probably 10, 12, I guess. Right.
Well, that's 1,200 calories.
What? No, 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 no. Not that's not for one. That's like for a whole panful, I think he meant.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He did not. I'm telling you, scallops are a miracle food. I'm going to eat scallops four times a week for the rest of my life.
I think you're better off eating salmon out of a can from the Dollar Tree.
Salad.
I do that,
sister,
too.
John, there's something about that.
You know,
I don't know.
You know
I have to
the
figure
Dollar
that out.
Maybe it's
that was for one scallop.
Huh?
That's for
Shut
one scallop.
Up. Okay. And then, did you put garlic in there?
Yeah, I did. Crushed garlic.
Okay.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, John.
That might be a big scallop, though. These are little ones.
All right. Well, I would say you're probably at least at 500 calories on that. So maybe not horrible, but.
It's got good protein. It's supposed to have good protein.
Oh, yeah, seafood. Yeah. Right. Well, I tell you, there's. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to be surprised if that works. If that works, you let me know because
I
love scallops.
I will.
But I wouldn't eat them like that. I would have to have garlic. And
well, I do have garlic. I bought a jar of crushed garlic.
Yeah.
So that's good. And olive oil. I just don't have any butter. I didn't have any butter. Catherine, thank you, Catherine.
Lake. Remember Catherine Lake, our boss?
Absolutely. Yep. 30 calories each. Okay, so 10 of them would be
the size,
300. Okay.
Those are the size of a dime. No, I don't know. I think you're going
to
look...
10, 300 calories. Yeah.
How much would a sub sandwich be like? 600? 700?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
We're going to get the show moved to the Food Network. Just
I know,
two
right?
old guys sitting around talking about calories.
Two old fat guys. But, you shouldn't be eating that. Let me tell you what you got to eat.
When we have our, what's that, the free day, or what's that called when you don't?
Cheat day?
Cheat day.
Yeah.
Cheat day.
Yeah.
I went to a place yesterday, and I just sent them an email this morning. Andy Amsa, they built that Great Northern.
Absolutely.
Three floors there.
The Have you been there? Did you go inside?
Yeah.
How was that? Pretty cool.
Well, I was at a banquet there Friday.
Oh.
But it was on the third floor. Everybody from the new community went out there kind of celebrating my birthday. And they have pizza, Pope's Pizza on the first floor. And the second floor is all country western.
Theme?
And it's briskets.
Oh, food?
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
The food, the food, the music, and the entertainment is all.
Oh, my God. That's right up my alley.
And country's kind of.
I would love to.
We should go and all wear cowboy boots.
And I sent I got my boots, but I sent him an email. The food was great, and it was just a variety of all what you would expect.
So not like just regular bar food type.
This was like Texas. Everything was Texas something or
wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my cheat day yesterday. But that was good food.
Boy, that brisket, man,
it was awesome. That sandwiches.
I never
salads.
Had brisket up till like the NFL draft party, and it's like
that's right.
So good.
Oh, it was great. It was just great.
But the guy told me it takes like 18. Oh, our guy.
Oh, totally.
Cody does it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
For sloppy hogs.
Yep.
And doesn't he do like 18 hours?
Something like that.
Cooking.
Yeah.
Good place.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Cheat we're day. Getting it rocking here. It is a Tuesday morning. Man on the Mayor. Back after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit rebeleddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Matt and Air on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fingers start shaking.
Hey, welcome back. Matt on the Mayor here on a good looking Tuesday morning. 57 at Green Bay, 55 at Hamilton, 55 in Oshkosh, your 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 99.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media.
Hold
app.
On.
Did I get that wrong?
You got it wrong.
Oh,
96.5.
Oh, I was looking for my glasses.
They're hanging on your chest.
I went all over Walmart trying to find one of those things so you can, and so I just grabbed a piece of twine I had in the back of my car, in my trunk.
MacGyver. All right.
What?
That's good. It's practical.
What, what are you looking at?
I don't know.
What?
They could slide off, though, pretty easy.
I got a pretty good knot on them. What's wrong? What?
Todd? She should have rubber on there to hold it.
I can never please Todd.
What do I have to do?
I mean, it's bad enough that you have to put a chain on your glasses.
I can't find. They don't make those chains anymore.
Yeah. It's bad enough that you do that, right? I mean, I think that's kind of rough. But then when you end up using twine... Yeah. It's just enough. Those are nice, though. I've never seen those glasses before. Are those new?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those look good.
Thank you.
They look like man glasses.
They
finally.
Are.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I can see. 57 in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh, high in the mid-70s today. Today is Black Cow Day. What does that mean?
No, that's a
the
malt.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, like a root beer float would be a black cow. Right. And, you know.
Okay.
Those are good.
Iced tea day. Take it or leave it. You?
Oh, no. Iced tea's good. Sweet.
We used to make in Arizona. It's called sun tea, where you just put it in the sun, and it was like real sweet. That one was good. Egg roll day. Take it or leave it. You?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have
them. I took
a
class.
Really? Oh, yes. I'm not big into, like, Asian food.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how healthy egg rolls are because you deep fry them, right? But I took a class. This lady had this little, I saw it, like, I don't know, just on, like, the bulletin board or something, and come over and learn how to make egg rolls. Went over to her house. It was a little apartment. Don and I went there, and it's like 10 people, and I think we paid, I don't know, 10 bucks or whatever. And she, the egg wash, all that stuff, told you how to make them.
Yeah?
Because they're good. I don't know. I think that's, they're good. I like them.
All right.
Why don't you, what's the deal? You guys, what you
put
in them,
I'm not a big rice guy. And they're
there's
rice.
There's no rice in them.
No,
oh, sorry, I thought they were rice. Uh-uh.
There's rice noodles sometimes in them.
Maybe I'm thinking of sushi.
Yeah.
Is sushi rice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sushi, ooh.
Really? See, I don't feel like there's a lot of taste. I would have to put something real hot on it or something real.
You can do that, but yeah, you're right.
Give it some flavor.
But egg rolls,
All right. But it's like you got this whole rolled up thing of rice or whatever, and like one little piece of seaweed or something in there?
Seaweed's what it's wrapped in. Inside is, you know, different kinds of, well, sushi, fish, raw fish.
All right.
But you could put avocado in there and, I can see that having not enough taste. That makes sense, especially if you're used to, you know.
I like flavor.
Right.
Ballpoint pen day. When's the last time somebody used the term ballpoint pen? Say,
would you pass?
Roger, may I borrow your ballpoint pen for this contract?
Wow.
Pet Memorial Day. That is getting to be such a big thing. Wow, is that getting to be a big thing?
Right. You know who's doing pretty well with that is our friend, Bob Walchek.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, they're advertising. Yeah.
He's doing great
with
that.
There's big billboards on the highway, right. 41 North.
And there are people, could be talking to one of them, that would spend a lot of money on that.
I know.
And they do. They come in just like.
You'd never get it mounted, though, would you?
No.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. I would not.
No. I don't get pictures, people that do that.
But I probably might take the ashes, though.
Who was it was telling me? I think. Well, I shouldn't say. But or you were telling me. But the urn was a martini glass?
It was. His sister told me that. Because there was, you know, where they have, you know, the flag. He was a veteran. And it was actually, it wasn't festive, but it wasn't the saddest funeral I've been to. And there was a martini glass, you know, with the whole straw and everything in there. And on top of that, I was like, wow. And she goes, he's in there. I'm like, really? She goes, yeah, couldn't fit them all in there. Some of it's in the car. I'm like, okay, whatever. But yeah, he loved martinis, right? So
you know what?
Funny.
You know what? I remember one time showing a house in real estate, and what freaked people out. The people didn't get all their. You know, it's one of the things if you're going to have your house being shown, get personal stuff, and then the urn sitting right on the table type thing. It's like, and the people, it just like ooked them out and didn't want to buy the house.
No, I know.
Honest to God.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they thought, I'm going to remember that all the time.
Right.
This was our
Every
house.
Every time I look at that, I'm going to see that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Should have done that.
Frosted Cookie Day.
Yeah, same here.
What?
You know what that reminds me? Okay, frosted cookies.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sprinkles.
Yeah, but they don't have a lot of flavor.
Oh, I disagree with that. I mean, John, the way you and I grew up, where mom's cookies tasted like,
that's
you know,
what they taste. That's what I mean.
No. A good one is good stuff.
The only way I liked them was putting peanut butter on them. They're good to have peanut butter on a frosted cookie.
You know, I've never had that.
Peanut butter and butter. That's what I used to put.
Jeez. Okay, you wonder. Okay.
Peanut butter and butter on a frosted cookie is fantastic. And it's healthy.
Oh, geez, John.
Lee Brice, country singer, 46. Sasha Obama is 24. Did you see where she changed her name or one of them?
No.
Her last name. She doesn't want to go by Obama anymore. That was in the news last week. She's going by like her middle name, like either her or her sister, one of them. Like they want their own identity where it's not.
Oh, yeah. Easy to shake.
Yeah, I know, right? When you have Secret Service guys around here. But
following you around.
But that was like actually a big story last week someplace. I read that. I mean, I wouldn't make that up.
I'm sure she wants her independence, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a text here from Terry. How is the Pope Pizza place going there next week? What's Pope Pizza?
That's the first floor of Andy's, of the Great Northern.
Okay.
Whatever the place is called. So it's Pope's Pizza on the first floor, and then the Western. Oh, I forgot the name of that. On the second floor.
That Western theme sounds awesome. We're going to go there, you
guys.
Try that.
We're going to go there, you guys.
Do they have a bull? Can you ride a bull?
No, they didn't. Have
you ever do that? Yeah, I've never done that. Have you done it?
What? No. You've never done that?
No.
That was like our time.
I know. I agree. I know.
Wow. Yes. They had, what was?
There's one in Green Bay.
Sure there was, on Main Street.
Is that Sebastian's?
Nope. Somebody's going to remember that.
Where did they have the bull in Green Bay?
Yeah. That ride, but that was fun.
I think liability wise, the places had to get rid of those. Just like dancing on bars. Remember that was the big thing?
Right. But not that anyone ever drank before they got on a bull.
No shots involved whatsoever.
None.
Sectional baseball today. Big, big games. DePere against Appleton, North Kimberly against Hortonville.
Wow.
Those are four really good baseball teams. Should be fun. We get started. Quick break. We come back. We get rocking here. Mind of the Mayor. Back after us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
When you look around your rural community, do you think about AI? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Well, you may not, or at least not now, but there are investors looking at rural communities as their source for data centers. That's the word from Jeff Johnston. He's a lead economist for infrastructure with CoBank. He says it's a remarkable development right now, and it's especially focused on rural America.
When we talk about AI, there's geopolitical implications to us in China. There are economic implications as well in terms of productivity and growth. So the stakes are enormously high. The amount of money that's being spent by the major data center companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Meta, and Google is nothing short of mind-blowing. And again, rural America is taking center stage in this AI revolution.
That's Jeff Johnston with CoBank talking about AI development data centers. And he also notes that this is closely related to the broadband gap that they're working on closing in rural America. He says if both efforts are going to succeed, infrastructure in rural communities has to play catch up. While the markets this morning look like they're trying to catch up as far as soybeans, at least, numbers and the latest crop progress report next.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
These cooler temperatures are definitely helping some of our Wisconsin crops. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows as of Sunday across the state, 70% of our winter wheat was rated good to excellent. That's up 3 percentage points in a week. Looks like 88% of our oats in good to excellent condition, also up 3 percentage points. And the all hay condition this week, 81% good to excellent, up 3 percentage points. Markets in overnight electronic trade for a Tuesday morning. Right now, July corn's down 2. December new crop down 2 at 436. July soybeans currently 3 cents higher. November new crop up a penny at 1031. July wheat down 4 at 538. 40-pound block cheese on Monday was up 2.25 at 188. The AA butter dropped a half a cent at 255 a pound. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently up 6. At 1888 a hundredweight. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today, our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Summer.
All right, coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock, don't forget, the Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest is still on. Jim and John will have a keyword for you, your shot to win $100 cash in the 7 o'clock hour, and also qualify to win one of two vacations, Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County Vacation. Again, that's coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with Mino and the mayor.
That's very good. Milwaukee Brewers back in action again tonight on WISS. Take it on the Atlanta Braves once again. Boy, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the stands in baseball so far this year. Fights and different things. And people, really? It's like, what's going on with
baseball? That's usually chill.
That's normally the most chill. You know, they haven't said too much more about that guy in Pittsburgh. Remember the kid that fell out of the bleachers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then did you see a guy at a soccer match died falling out of the bleachers the other day at a world soccer match?
No.
Those, I'm telling you, that is always... I've always been nervous around those things at the Old County Stadium. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
And right. You watch all these places now that have those kind of things with liability factors. I guarantee you, things are going to start to happen.
Yep.
But also with that kid, and they said, oh, he wasn't drinking. He was underage, blah, 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 blah. Nah, he'd been drinking the whole time. And somebody else had been buying the drinks.
Oh.
And he is underage.
Oh,
and
man.
That guy now could be in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if the... I mean, the kid's parents even could possibly. I mean, you got to be so careful these days if you're going to give somebody a drink or whatever. And that, I mean, the liability things are so crazy.
Remember when that ordinance came in for over-serving?
Absolutely.
The bartenders got clipped on that.
I would never want to be a bartender or own a bar when you got. I mean, what do you do?
And here's the problem is they come in drunk. And the guy gives them one drink.
You know
what I mean? But so who gets taken in for over-serving, right? The guy's like, well, you shouldn't serve him because he's drunk. Well, you know, he's drunk. He ordered a beer, and his friend gave it to him. And yeah, I know. That's a slippery slope. Yes.
That really is. Yeah. That's why I'm not going to. I was going to open a bar. I don't think I'm going to anymore. Todd.
Yeah.
And I'm
take
the guy,
that off the list.
Right. Okay. I'm
take
the guy
it off
that
the list.
Comes up with ideas.
Got a text here. Back in the day, the bar with the mechanical bull was called the Loose Noose during the urban cowboy craze in the late 70s. The Loose Noose. I never heard of that.
Yeah. I think it was a little later than that, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I was in Twin Falls, Idaho.
When did the urban cowboy thing come out?
81. So that's about what it would be. Because I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, and I started wearing a cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And boots.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. That was it. And out west like that, in Idaho, that was...
I have a belt that I don't know, just it's very cool. It has that like silver, like looping around the top and bottom.
Like a rodeo belt?
Yeah, and it's got my name, whatever, what do you call it? It's not burned into it, whatever however that's called. But yeah, I got into all that
branded
stuff too.
Branded.
That's what it's branded.
All right. Did you see the picture got hit in the head with the ball? They were warming up when it happened. I did not, Sarah. Got this text coming in. I would open a bar with you, John. But Jim and Todd also have to be involved.
So much for that.
Well, maybe I'll reopen this. Oh, Todd?
I'm out.
Why? So am I. So.
Even a little neighborhood type bar?
Nope.
That's an awful lot of work.
But it's an awful lot of work. There's no money in that.
Just like one of those little ones where there's just, you just got the one bar and it holds 10 people.
Okay.
In the entire bar, 10 people.
Okay.
And the jukebox would be all old music and country music. Patsy Cline.
I will handle the music.
Okay.
I'll even DJ and stuff like that. That's how I'll be involved.
That would be fantastic.
You bet. Walking After Midnight, Patsy Cline. You bet. I'm there.
I go walking after midnight.
Little George Jones.
Oh, man.
You bet.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Now, I got another text here.
Okay,
the bar,
John,
was...
Okay.
The bar was located on North Madison. Fire destroyed the place. When would that be? When was there a fire in Green Bay that burnt down a bar?
So Terry said that that was the late 70s that that bar was there. So you guys weren't even around.
Okay. Right? No, not here.
We were in school. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. But the bolt thing didn't happen until Urban Cowboy. I mean, that was the impetus for that.
But that was 80, right?
Yeah. Like 1980, 81.
Oh,
yeah.
Back to your bar. Just very, very simple math. But 10 people. And let's say you're going to be open, which you won't be. But let's say you're going to be open 365 days a year.
Yeah.
That's
well, I'm going to be living upstairs.
Okay. And 30 people come in. Yep. I mean, I don't know, 10 people come in every day. Spend $30.
And you know what? It's going to be the cheapest drinks in town. Cheapest drinks and cheapest beer in town.
You know what your total revenue for the year is going to be?
$100,000.
$109,000.
You know that?
You got your rent. You got your electricity. You got your insurance. You got your materials. That is such a... No. No way.
I think there's still a place for... You know, there's one in Manitowoc
What's that?
It's by the church, by St. Paul's Church, that area over there.
Evil and Ron's?
I don't know. It's not open right now, but it's the quintessential little neighborhood
on a corner.
Bar. Yes.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That is a good bar. I mean, and upstairs you could live. That would be perfect for you.
Exactly.
But just don't do it for the money. Do it because it's a hobby and
Somebody just sent in what Mina would look like in his bar.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So here comes the picture now. Let me just pull it up.
You wish.
Yeah, I wish I looked like Travolta back in the day.
Big belt buckle. Right. What's he drinking there?
Lone Star.
Yeah.
Lone Star beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a cool buckle, though, right?
That is a cool buckle. You know. That is a cool buckle. Yeah. I wish I looked like Travolta there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'll look more like that in Archie Bunker's place.
Yeah, right.
But that's always been one of my dreams, is to own a little neighborhood bar.
Yeah, I
think every guy's dream has been that, to be honest with you.
But in the old days, that was your living room because you lived in these little apartments. You wanted to get out, so you just, that's where people went, the neighborhood bar. But things changed.
I get a buddy, a couple that I went to high school with, classmates. They owned a little bar in Nagani that had been nothing major, nothing. And all of a sudden, you know what? They sold it. They're driving Hummers. They're driving whatever. You know what I mean? There's some serious cash that could be made there.
They were just selling alcohol. That's it.
I think so, for the most part.
Do you know so?
I'm just saying. Wow.
The business side comes out of jail. No,
it's just pretty good to dry Hummers after a neighborhood
tabs?
Bar.
Pull tabs.
Okay, that all right, that could work.
Can make money on pull tabs.
You going to have any food at all?
Yeah. Like have a grill.
Grill?
I'm going to have a lady. She's got to be over 70, though.
Yeah.
And she's got to call everybody hun.
And she's got to smoke a cigarette.
She's got to have a voice kind of like this. Yeah, hun.
That could work. That would be.
Yep.
Everybody would have to
It's going to be cheeseburgers and onion rings.
Fried.
Yeah.
Well, fried onions on the cheeseburger.
But yes. Nothing healthy whatsoever.
Yeah.
Zero.
No scallops.
I got to tell you, that's why I like Pete's Bar and Garage Bar in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Because they've got the grill right behind the bar, and all of the bartenders have to take a turn on it.
Oh, no kidding.
And,
nice.
They're doing burgers, doing the cheese curds, doing all that kind of stuff.
I love those little kind of places.
And then when your food's ready, if you don't know it's ready, they throw stuff at you to get your attention.
Really?
Yeah.
We got to stop there sometime. They're not open, though, when we come back.
I don't think so.
I mean, after our show. Not that early. Sometimes you got to do something in Oshkosh and then go there. Yeah. All those places you mentioned. Thursday is Tavia. Is Tavia listening?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because Thursday we're doing our show in Oshkosh.
Yep.
And then afterwards, I'm going to conduct an interview with one of my Vietnam vets for my book, who's going to be on our show.
Okay.
And then I was thinking about stopping at Tavia's place in Dale on the way back to Green Bay.
Old Station 31 Spirits.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
I'm sure she would love that.
Okay.
Maybe. Especially if you show up looking like, what's his name?
Travolta?
Travolta.
Okay.
Yeah. We could coordinate that.
There's a lot of short, fat Italians that look like Travolta.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do that, because you're going to go do your interview with your
veteran,
and I'm going to go visit my mom, and then we'll just coordinate.
That'd be fine.
Go to Dale, lunch, whatever. Whatever's going to work.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, that'd be great. Are they open that early, Todd? You know?
I'll find out.
I just want to see the place.
Right.
I'm just, even like when we went to our attorney's place in Oshkosh.
That law firm.
And just seeing these old buildings when they've been restored like that's so cool.
Yep.
That would be, if I have another life, I'm gonna be one of those guys that buys those old buildings and convert them into cool stuff.
Don't you wish you knew back then what you know now?
Yeah.
In terms of just acquiring them and they're just
I was watching Nicole Curtis some more last night. I'm so excited about that new.
Have you tried getting her on?
I'm working on it, but it's gonna be tough.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Tell her I'm from Nagani.
She knows you. That's what. That's the deterrent right now. I don't know if I want to talk to Mino.
See?
I creeped out a little bit, I think.
Probably.
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
All right.
She's from Lake.
Orchard Lake.
Nope. Lake.
Orion.
Orion.
It's right below Lake Flint. Orion.
Yeah.
That's like between Flint and Detroit.
Yeah.
It's like rich people that work in Detroit live there, or rich people that work in Flint live there. One of those kind of things. Great little community.
Yep.
Really nice area. Yeah. But yeah, she's awesome. And she was awesome on the air. She talked about she'd go to she spent her summers in the UP up in Munising. Actually, I think she was in Christmas, Michigan, which is right next to it. And she said they'd go to the beach all the time on their bikes and did all that kind of stuff. And she said that's where she first started getting into like doing things. She said people would have stuff out on their curb, you know, put out old furniture, and she would grab that stuff and bring it home and refinish it and all those kind of things. So we got a connection like you can't believe. She's just
kindred spirits.
Yep. Yeah. And I won't mention the breastfeeding. We're eight-year-old kid.
Please don't.
That's out.
But she actually took her grandparents' family home and redid it. She bought it back into the family.
I remember that.
Redid
the
whole thing.
I never missed it. Right? I watched every one of her episodes five times.
Yeah.
I mean,
because of the, let me just ask this, because of the work she did in it or because? Right.
The tank tops? Hey, it didn't matter what the temperature. She'd be in Detroit doing a thing, be 14 below, she'd have a tank top on.
Yeah.
No, that had nothing to do with it.
No, it was all the
no
work
relevancy
and stuff,
whatsoever. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Nicole Curtis, she is still the queen of all those kind of shows. I think she's awesome. And some of those buildings in Detroit she redid.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
she really did help bring that city back.
She really did.
She had a lot to do with that.
She really did. Michael said, let's do a remote in Madison. I'm up for that, Michael. We can do that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, man,
you know, another thing, though, too, you talk about those old buildings around town here, Jim. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago in talking with a guy, you know, one of the old timers from probably a bit in politics, a little bit, whatever. And I was telling him, man, it's a shame. I remember when I came to Green Bay when I was a kid, you see these big, old, huge buildings and they're knocked down. He goes, I'll be honest. And it's almost like, and this is, I'm going back to like the 80s mm-hmm. when he was telling me this. And he said, you know, you'd go into some of those places and he said, the wiring was terrible.
Yep.
The plumbing was terrible.
Yes.
The windows were terrible. Right. There was water damage and there was mold. He said, they weren't taken care of. He said, you know, it just got to that point. It's like,
those are tough decisions.
Yeah.
And there's a couple still. That's a tough decision when they're that. If they've been maintained, the heat was on.
Yeah.
But
if they've been shut down, you got the water damage. Actually, I talked to a guy, Keggers Bar, right over here.
Yeah.
I used to hang out there at Keggers and talking with the guy. I said, man, these upstairs of these places around here. And he took me upstairs, showed me the whole thing. But he said for like sewer lines, they'd have to tear up the city street or something. And and it's like, it's a lot more involved than these TV shows make it look.
Right. But if you're really, really going to do that, the municipality has to participate.
Yeah.
Because it's good for them to preserve history.
They got to be all in.
They have to be all in. But they have to say, look, you know, we understand that the cost of this is going to be, I don't know, maybe not twice, but it's going to be more than if you would build new one. What is that difference? And if it's X, can we help fund that X? But if you want to preserve history, but you got to get, first of all, you got to really have a desire to preserve history.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's
and I do. I mean,
well, I still think that one just a block away here.
That's cool.
The Mad Chicken is down below.
Oh, there, it's got right the, there. Oh, yeah, that's a cool looking building.
I think that's an awesome looking building. That upstairs seems like it'd be so awesome.
It is.
And then you're right, the Schauer and Schumacher one here in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
That one's cool.
There's some stuff on Broadway that's.
You know that alley behind there that goes like through Angelina's area?
The funeral home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
I think that alley could be very similar to what they did in Oshkosh, Todd.
Yeah.
They should do it.
Well, don't you with the artwork and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. That event went very well on Saturday.
Did
night,
it?
By the way.
Oh,
yep.
Man,
and Farmer's Market on Saturday was absolutely incredible.
In Oshkosh?
Yep.
Awesome. How's Reggie doing with his Caribbean truck?
Excellent. I had to stop by and get some pork.
Nice.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Boy, those are the kind of guys you really pull for, huh?
Absolutely.
I want to get Reggie to come and speak at my class because he is like an entrepreneur. But
absolutely.
What I like about him is how everybody spends too much money on their food truck. He was pretty.
He built it himself.
Pretty practical on that.
Hey, that's.
And he's willing to do a side hustle on that for somebody else. Which I
know. I
think is
to
really
rent
cool.
It out. I'm going to rent it.
Yeah.
I'm doing scallops.
Just be aligned with the line for that.
All scallops.
Yeah.
Quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times it would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Good luck at Tuesday morning. 57 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. High today in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy. Then that forecast looks good for the rest of the week. So it's going to be fun once again. A lot of high school sports taking place these days with high school baseball. I still say one of the biggest snafus the University of Wisconsin ever did was getting rid of their baseball team. And for some reason, they just will not bring it back. I think they're the only team or the only school in the Big Ten that doesn't have a baseball team. And the talent level of high school baseball in the state of Wisconsin is so underrated. It's incredible. I mean, there are major league prospects every year coming out of high school in the state of Wisconsin. And you would never think Wisconsin would be a great baseball state. It is.
Yeah. So where do they go?
Everywhere else.
Oshkosh, right? Do they go there?
Oshkosh, you know, the Whitewaters, even like lacrosse, all those kind of schools. UW-Milwaukee, you know, very quietly has a Division I program, but you never hear about it.
No.
Whoever hears about the baseball program at UW-Milwaukee.
Hmm.
But, I mean, so many of these other kids, you know, they've gone to Iowa. You know, a lot of kids have gone to Iowa. Jason Birkin went to Clemson. I mean, these kids go to school all over the place because there's no, you know, because you want that competition. You know, you want that big level of competition to take that next step.
So, what did it, they had it and they stopped it?
Yeah. Barry Alvarez got rid of it, and he is adamant. And Barry Alvarez still carries the big stick down there. I mean, McIntosh is the AD, but trust me, if Barry Alvarez doesn't want something, it doesn't happen because he controls the big money people.
Yeah.
But But there's, I cannot figure out why. And I know there's a Title IX type things, but big deal. You can go, okay, get another woman sport. You think about the money these plays. You know what I mean? Thinking. You know what they pay? You know what some of these refs make per game? Like $3,000 a game to do a college basketball game. There's so much money that, you know what I mean? I mean, every basketball game at Wisconsin, say you have, what, 16,000, 18,000? I don't even know what it holds. At $50 a ticket? Yeah. I mean, and concessions, you're talking almost like, what, $750,000 night? Yeah. Every night?
What did you think of that ruling now on that NCAA? So every school's going to get $22 million to?
So the schools are going to do it, which right. I think is a great idea.
I think that's a better idea.
It keeps the boosters and guys, the alumni.
And those guys were... Oh. I don't think they were totally upfront with everything, you know? I
mean, really? What?
What? But
the NCAA turned a blind eye to it? Yeah, what?
I know.
But yet they'll suspend some kid because he got a free T-shirt?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So you think that's a good idea that every school is going to get $22 million and they're going to... So who's going to decide that in the AD?
Who's going to what?
Decide.
On who gets the money?
Yep.
I guess... You know, I guess the coaches go to the AD and say, hey, we really want this kid. I mean, that kid at the University of Michigan, that quarterback, $12 million he got.
Yeah.
The girl that pitched the other night for Texas Tech, she got $1 million to go from Stanford to Texas Tech. Yeah. Then she just signed another $1 million deal.
But you said that, I hope they have some teeth in that if you sign, you're there for 2 years.
Right.
Did you say two, right?
That's what the coaches were looking for, was a minimum of 2 year contract.
Did they get it?
I don't know about that. Okay. I really and truly don't. But it's you know, and we had Todd Qualchuk on again the other day, and he was talking about the different things, and it's like, it's just a whole different world. I mean, when the Dick Bennett's, the Tony Bennett's, Jay Wright, who was a great coach, some of these other people, when they say, you know what, I'm out, Tom Izzo will be the next one. He'll be the next one where it's like, I just don't want to play this game anymore.
It's not a game, it's a business.
Yeah.
And those guys just want to coach. And, I saw that, I thought, well, that makes some sense to me, what they're doing. At least they're it went way too far the other way. It's like, wait a minute, we lost control of this thing now. So now it's coming back to where the school's.
Well, the thing is, though, the GBs of the world, I mean.
Not going to get anybody.
I mean, if you do, you got to strike lightning in a bottle. You got to get some great kids come in, transfers, JUCOs, some superstar freshmen, whatever it takes. And you can't say, boy, in a year, we're really going to be good. Every year, you're starting from scratch with a brand new roster in a lot of cases, and you've got that 1 year to get whatever you can out of that group because your best players will probably be poached by some other school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would never want to be a coach at this mid-level ever, ever.
Yeah. That's tough to build something in a year, right?
No, it's
just anything.
Exactly. Business, it's got to be that. You got one shot. Every year you're starting over with one shot.
Yeah.
And it used to be just the opposite. And that's one of the reasons Tony Bennett had so much success. He had kids that would stay there for 4 and 5 years.
Right.
Because they really wanted that University of Virginia education.
Yeah.
Because very few of them were going into the NBA. So they wanted that great education, which you'd get there. So they would stay there and he would take these young kids and develop them. And there's a huge difference from the time they were a freshman to when they were a junior. And, you know.
Sure.
It was great for everybody. And now, out the window.
Yeah.
Gone.
And he gave it up.
Pat says Pat Richter dropped baseball at UW in 1991 before Alvarez. Okay, I think you're right, Pat, but I will say this. That was when Wisconsin was horrific as far as with all sports, and they had to find ways to – they were just bleeding money. They were throwing deck chairs off a Titanic type of thing.
Yeah.
But then after they started winning these – getting these big bowl games and the money that was coming in, they went to Alvarez, and it's like, hey – We got more than enough money to support a baseball team. There were really big backers. You know who one of the biggest backers was of alumni-wise that wanted to go? Remember TV Lenny? TV Lenny was... What's that, Todd?
Crazy TV Lenny.
Crazy TV Lenny. He was one of the main guys trying to get baseball back to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, there still is a huge alumni group fighting to bring it back.
Didn't he have some issues down the road?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm backing up.
I love how our conversation always goes to.
Remember him being in the office. If it's the same guy, this is
your office.
Yes.
Oh, this is. I don't know. I know nothing.
Maybe it's his son.
No, nothing.
I gotta look that up. I gotta think about that. All right, I want to. Anyway, so he was a big baseball. All right, we'll go back to baseball. All right.
Yes.
Cool.
So I'm just saying.
You think it's going to happen? Is there chatter? No.
Because Alvarez doesn't want it. And Alvarez, I still believe, controls University of Wisconsin Athletic Department.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
Cool. I think their head coach is on the hot seat this year. Fickle.
That's too... Oh, man.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you.
Give him a chance.
They don't anymore. And here's the deal. Alvarez won like 4 games in his first 3 years. And then got like 20 more years afterwards. These days, you got about 3 years.
And it's like...
yeah. Right. It's kind of like this show. Quick break.
Day by day.
Back up.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark. Green Bay's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly school shooting in Austria, city of Graz. 9 people killed, many others injured, and the shooter is also dead, says the city's mayor. Police say they believe the gunman acted alone. President Trump taking credit for sending hundreds of Marines and thousands of National Guard troops to protests of immigration raids in Los Angeles. He says the situation could have gotten worse had he not. State and local law enforcement were enough to control just a couple of blocks of protests, says L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
We didn't need the National Guard members. They are protecting one building. They're not involved in any crowd control. And now we're going to bring in the military for what?
In solidarity with the L.A. protesters, there were demonstrations last night in Dallas and Austin, Texas. Police used tear gas and detained some, firing every member of a scientific committee that advises the CDC on vaccines. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is ABC News.